my God. Happy, happy hour. And it's finally a Donald Trump story about Beaver. It's not about Donald Trump. Tony Dow is here. Wally Cleaver. It's so exciting. I can shit myself. I'm so sorry. I know you're... I'm so sorry.
Please, I don't...
I'm so sorry. Can you play his...
Oh, you gotta listen to the headphones.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, he can't hear it. Yeah, give him his headphones. Put his headphones on. There you go.
No, no, wait.
Yeah, he's never heard this before.
Yeah, I...
Good... Hello, Tony. And this is your lovely wife, Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
It sure is.
You've been together... Okay, that's... He gets it. He gets
it. Got it. What production values you guys have.
Yeah, it's fantastic in my little basement. Hello, Tony and Lauren Dow. What's happening?
Hey.
How are you?
Look how smoking hot you still are. All both of you. Look at you. You've been married almost 40 years.
Everybody in here is hot.
Well, okay, well, so Rob and Trish are here of Rob and Trish, my best friends, because they're friends with you.
Yep.
Okay. And also because I've used Trish to say that you talk exactly the way you did on the show, because one time, remember, you thought you upset her and you're like, you called her. You're like, gosh, Trish, I'm sorry if I felt like I hollered at you and junk. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. I gotta be on my toes.
I still have that recording. I kept it.
Sorry and junk. So wait, because you are like the nicest man in the world, and they based this character on you, right?
Well, not really. I think they altered it when they hired somebody who was sort of an athlete. But I think Wally was always going to be a nice guy. But
right.
The first guy that played Wally, because there was a pilot that was done that got sold, he was sort of a more nerdy kind of a guy, and he was going to be like a bookworm or the
right.
head of the, you know, the debating team or something like that.
Right. Okay. Ladies, take a look. That was, because you're still hot. But can I just say, I think I must have been a little whore because I had the biggest crush. I'm sorry, Lauren.
I hear it all the time.
Okay. I know, I'm sure you do, right? You're used to this?
She does.
But he was so cute, and I had the biggest crush. But I'm looking, I forgot, I had to check. It ran from 1957 to 1963.
Right.
Before you were
so
born.
I was born in 61, so I was a fucking whore, can I just say? Because
yeah.
I wanted to do you so bad, and I must have been...
Two?
Two, yeah. Right.
Right. I was a baby whore. Is that weird?
A baby whore.
Did it run later? How do I know?
It's still on.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Still on.
It's been on for 58 years or something like that.
That's what I thought. So
it's ridiculous.
Your point is I'm maybe not possibly as big a whore as I think.
Maybe not. And it's nice to be a whore anyway.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Tony. You're just saying that to be nice. Now, but right, Lauren, how much have you dealt with this, right? Because every girl of my age had a crush on him.
Every gay guy did too.
Because we've been in the country, and Tony, when we first got together,
right.
he and Jerry Mathers were doing a play that traveled around for 17
right.
months straight.
Right.
Guys, people of color,
yeah.
You know, 400-pound women, everybody, I mean, everybody.
Wanted him to be hard on the Beaver?
I like that, yeah. What? Especially like the 400-pound women.
Right. Here's the question we all have to know. Did you guys know at the time? Did you laugh that scene when she came down and said, "Gee, Ward, you were a little hard on the Beaver last night"? Was there not?
I don't think
did
she
you,
ever said
was
that.
Was
did
that in one take,
that?
Or everyone's just like, "Oh"?
I don't think she ever said.
She
that.
Did say that.
No, really.
No, I would meaning, somebody, like, meaning that like he, that he was too no, tough on Beaver about
somebody,
discipline.
Yeah,
about
I know, but maybe I don't. I just thought it was sort of a joke, you know.
Right.
But. If it was a real thing, I'll start quoting you from now on.
Okay, well, but was there a lot of, but there's a lot of Beaver jokes. Wasn't there, I mean, did you guys ever just, or was that not a thing back then?
Back then, I don't think that meant
oh, was
the
it?
Same thing.
Oh, it didn't
it meant
back
like
then?
Like the animal with the flat tail.
Well, because I had my friend's little sister,
yeah,
we always
square,
called her Beave because of her, my friend's little sister, we always called her Beave in the 70s because of her teeth. And I don't think it had
Becky
the same meaning
Beaver.
Either because we didn't know. We were just right. like, oh, whatever,
well,
Beef.
Well, there was Becky Beaver, the Ipana toothpaste,
right.
you know, animal.
Right.
Nobody knows
well,
that. You're
Tony
older
was
than
he...
everybody.
So
I am.
There was
I'm
no...
the oldest person. Next
so,
year.
Tony, there was no snickering on the set because it really did not mean that back then?
I don't, well... Firstly, I don't remember anybody saying it, so there couldn't have been any snicker, but if it was
just any
that,
Beaver line.
Yeah.
Like G-Beef.
No, didn't think. Didn't think about it.
Tell them about G-Beef, yeah. The Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell story.
Okay.
About the magazine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Eddie Haskell.
You know,
all right.
In the beginning of the show, we were all in the same class.
Tony, get right up on that microphone.
I
don't want to miss a word.
Classroom. And Ken Osmond, Frank Bank, Jerry, myself, we were all there. And a couple other guys. And Ken Osmond brings in some girly magazines, you know, which 13-year-old guys are always happy to look at.
Right.
And
that's so old-timey, girly magazines.
Yeah, I know. And, well, I'm kind of old.
A little bit of Beaver, Tony. They brought in some Beaver magazines.
Yeah. So anyway, it was going around, and it ends up here with me. And the teacher comes over and taps me on the shoulder, and the other guys split, and I got left with a bag. Or with a Beaver.
Oh, dear.
Or with a
You got
magazine.
Left with a Beaver? Yeah. Did you get hollered at in junk?
Yeah, I got hollered. It was an Eddie Haskell prank. For sure.
Wow. It's creepy and junk, yeah. You guys. This is so formative, right? With our age group, this is so formative, this show. It's just...
I have to say that my handyman, who I talk about all the time, Marcos,
right.
My handyman,
yes. Yeah.
He comes
who
over...
Who Rob doesn't know you're having an affair with?
Well, no, I'm
sorry.
Not.
I approve of it.
He, okay. Every time he comes over, he goes, oh, I saw Tony Dow this morning. And I go, where? And leave it to Beaver. He watches it every morning.
Wow.
And he has a huge crush on him.
Yeah. Well, is it a guy?
Yeah. Yes.
You could. By the way, he does lovely woodworking. You could get some stuff done for fresh. Really relatively
I
cheap,
give
Tony.
You something to give to him.
Okay.
All right. Lauren, you need to speak up into the.
Yeah, I've got
don't be shy.
I've got to give for what's his name, Marcos.
Yes, don't be shy just because you're smoking
for
hot.
Marcos.
You were smoking hot.
I was going to bring some brownies.
God, you're smoking hot. Okay,
isn't she smoking?
You've been together almost 40 years, right? Listen, hippies, Topanga hippies, listen up.
Yeah, right. We have been
40
not quite. No, not 40.
Almost,
but close.
Close, right?
80 from 80.
Yeah.
36.
Yeah. What? So.
Hey, yeah, pretty good, huh?
That was
good.
All right. You're born here. You're from here. No one's from here. You were born in Hollywood.
Yeah, I was born in Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And I spent my whole life in the San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
And in the good old days. And And then I took off and I was doing a play, and in Kansas City, Lauren hired me to be in a McDonald's commercial. So. A quarter pounder brought us together.
Oh,
in
you,
case you're
you just, you wanted a big piece of meat? Is that what you wanted?
Oh,
so anyway, and that
like,
was.
Like, I'd like to McDate you. Possibly McFuck you.
Can I get some fries with that, Jake?
Good
you
one,
want
Rob.
Supersized.
It always looked like it's supersized. Wong, chicka, wong, chicka, baka, baka.
No, because it's not super.
All right, we're trying to.
Hang on. So your dad, your dad was a general contractor designer. Your mom was a stunt woman.
Yeah, it was really cool. She was in the silence, and she perfected a trick. She was a horsewoman. She perfected a trick of jumping off a horse onto a moving train or onto a stagecoach.
Oh, anyone can fucking do that.
And, yeah, and then back again, and she even did it for the men because hardly anybody had the guts to do it except her. And then she was Claire Beau's double and stand-in.
Wow.
They look similar. So.
Wow.
She must have been hot back
And you know about Claire Beau?
No.
She was the it girl.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm old enough to know who Claire
really
Beau was,
reputation.
Which is very depressing.
I don't know.
I'm like, oh, the talkies, you say.
Who knows if it's true or not.
Tell us the story.
Well, Sean's like 14. He went to film school. He's like, what the hell? What the fuck am I in?
Sex with
the USC sports
everybody.
Team.
Who?
Yeah,
who? Really? I went to USC. I had sex with the entire USC sports team. Who's judging here?
Yeah, what's the big deal? Huh?
Just rumor. It's
just
rumor.
One football player at USC. That's it.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Yes. Okay. Listen, so, Tony, let's come back. So wait a minute. You were on every show I love. So after Leave It to Beaver, you were on My Three Sons. Fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Really?
Fantastic.
You know what else he was on?
What?
You know my favorite show.
What? Dr. Kildare?
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
I just saw him on Murder, She Wrote.
She knows every... Yeah.
Do you remember?
Dr. Kildare.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
Never saw
you didn't
it.
See it?
No. The Dr. Kildare and 11th Hour, those were good shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably the best shows I did as an actor.
But did you have that thing that you're like, fuck, you're Wally Cleaver? You had a hard time breaking out of that, right? Because it was such a huge hit.
He played an unwed father.
We can hear you. There's a microphone right in front of you. Stop being stage wife. Tell her also about the thing.
Lauren always whispers.
We can hear you.
She's got the best stories in the world. Okay. She doesn't want everybody
to hear
them.
Everybody just speak up. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, this was a cool story because it was about an unwed father. You know, they'd done some shows about unwed mothers, et cetera, et cetera. And,
shocking. Shocking.
Marta Kristen played the girl, and Andy Duggan and Ruth Roman. And so that's what it was about. And it was... It won all the awards except for any Emmys. It won Directors Guild Award and the Writers Guild Award, but the producers didn't know how to enter it into the Emmys.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Wait, speaking of awards, so you just said Bob Dylan just won?
Yeah, Bob Dylan
a Nobel?
Is awarded this year's Nobel Prize for Literature.
That's right, and you have a Bob Dylan story?
He's got a Bob Dylan story from back in the day.
Let's do this.
Yeah, well, it's not that far back in the day, but... We lived in Venice, and our neighbor was kind of an esoteric guy, and everybody sort of, he was kind of a semi-guru type. And we came home from having a few drinks somewhere, and somebody knocked on the door after we'd gone in and said, "You can't believe it. There's a whole bunch of people over there, and Bob Dylan's over there." So we'll get Maurice to tell us to come over, you know, invite us over. So anyway, we went over. Dylan's sitting in the back of the room, and the only place to sit down was right next to him. So, Lauren,
so of course, I plunked down.
Yeah,
right
next
and
to him.
And he's sitting there with his guitar.
You groupie.
Sitting on the ground, holding his guitar.
Right.
So anyway, this was a Rainbow Festival group. So somebody was showing slides, and they were talking about
their kids.
Oh, there's Chastity, and you know, she makes great marshmallows, and there's Love, and there's Hope, and there's whatever.
And then Dylan, and he said nothing else the whole time.
The whole time, right.
He just said in his, what is that word?
Inimitable.
Style.
If someone had too much apple martini already.
I'm ready for another.
By the way, the Dows are Dows and the Rob and Trishes are drinking apple martinis, everybody.
And in advance, I apologize.
Cute. And then Dylan says...
Everybody forgot the setup by now.
No, and then Dylan says, "But where's truth?"
Says, yeah, that man, but
that's
where's
all he
truth?
Said the whole time.
He said, "Where's truth?"
Right, right.
"There's choice for Megan." Is that what he
Rob,
said?
You said
anyway,
that was a funny story.
I love that
nobody
story.
Else, nobody
that's
else
a no, else that's our
true.
Nobel laureate.
Rob, you and I think we're the biggest Dylan fans here and still are. So here's to
the bard.
All right. Yep. Look, listen, really? Apple Martini no people.
Robert
Sean,
Zimmerman.
This might be you and I finishing up this thing because these people are fucking shit-faced already.
These are really big glasses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, those are Mama's glasses. Those are Mama's.
Woo!
All right. Hang on. So you, okay, wait. You also... Oh, you were in 1 out of 12.
That's the only job I could get when I was in the National Guard, because I had to have my hair cut. And, of course, everybody had long hair, so every time I'd go in for a job, everybody would look at me and say, "What the hell, where'd your hair go?" And that was a job where the guy had to have a haircut, and the producer said, "He's perfect. We don't have to cut somebody's long hair." So I got the job.
You got no hippie hair. But these are like the shows of our late Love American Style, Knight Rider, Square Pegs, The Mod Squad, Hardy Boys, Emergency. This is the stuff of my life.
How much of your audience knows what you're talking about?
Oh, they do.
Do they?
Oh, no, they do. Yeah.
You know what? His favorite thing, I think, favorite program you were on was that one, the after school thing that I never saw back in those days?
You were on an after school special?
It was my favorite.
Dark Shadow.
Of course. No.
It was like Trish,
we're not playing charades. Stop shouting
at
his shit.
It was live.
Dark Shadows!
No, it was live, and they had a group of the era, like the Turtles or the Birds, or on playing in this club on the beach in Malibu. And Tony played a
surfer who worked as a mechanic, and he was building his own dragster.
He played himself.
But
right.
As usual.
Right.
But Never Too Young, actually, was the name of it I finally got. I knew I'd get it sometime. And it was really a cool premise.
Tony, let's go back to when you were...
Okay, Stephanie.
When you were Wally.
We'll
did you grab a lot of pussies?
Well,
because I'm just saying... No, you were. I mean, seriously, you were the shit back then. Like, well, you know, when you're that age.
Well, I know Trump asked me to show him how to do it, which
and you showed
flew
him?
Back there and helped him out. Yeah,
right, right.
But no, unfortunately, I never did that. Or
what?
actually, but fortunately,
it was just like admit it.
Girls everywhere, right? Just like, oh my God, it's Wally.
You know what? The only ones who did that were the sort of ugly girls.
Oh.
Yeah, you
that's
know,
sweet.
They, you know,
that's
somebody'd push, you know, a big fat mommy would push him over and say, go say hi to him, go say hi to him.
Oh, Tony, I feel like you're losing fans left and right now. Okay. All right.
Yes, the truth.
What is he?
Just
he's like channeling Donald Trump. Oh, she's too ugly for me to want to fuck her.
Did he say that? He had to say
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll just edit this out to save your career. Okay, so. Right? Exactly. You're not even talking into the microphone. What is wrong with you?
I would love to see that little segment once he gets started coughing. You're dead.
What is happening? You're whispering because of Apple Martinis. He's doing a hernia test. What's happening, the Dows?
Do you need a cough drop?
No, are you okay? Okay. Everything's fine.
I'll be back. Agua.
Okay. Oh, Trish is going to get some immediately. Okay.
Chocolate. Oh, here. Look.
Chocolate is not good if you're choking.
This would be perfect.
Oh, all right. It's a little, it's a blow pop. Okay. All right. Good idea. So, Tony, what was it like, you know?
She's funny.
Sorry. In that era, like, because that was, you know, you were like the teen, you know, the heartthrob in that era. What was that like when you
were
that age?
There were a bunch of, I mean, Paul Peterson.
Oh.
She liked Ricky Nelson the best.
Oh.
So. There were some heartthrobs around in that day.
Wow. So,
yeah. Well, but thank you anyway.
Do you sometimes yell his name out when you're with Tony? Oh, Ricky Nelson. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you different? You know, did I yell at Donny Osmond? I'm so sorry. Yeah. But no, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with your husband being
I'm fine with it now.
Yeah,
I used
fine.
To get jealous.
Really?
Back in the... Well,
yeah.
We'd be out for dinner. And some woman would come along and grab him by the arm in the middle of our meal, not even
right.
Say hello. Just go, come here, I want you to meet my daughter. And he'd go.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
He's got his public thing.
Say,
Lauren.
Yes, right.
No.
All right.
I'm following you, understand.
He's got his, right, exactly.
Who I've just alienated, evidently.
Yeah, apparently.
Based on.
Ixnay with
no shaking.
Okay.
So wait, in the 70s, you continued acting while working in the construction business?
Well, you know, when you're a freelance actor,
right,
it's tough. So you gotta do something else. You got to have something else to fall back
Somebody
on.
Somebody had some stories. Fucking Wally just did my drywall.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Oh, my God.
My dad was in construction, so I sort of had a...
I saw that.
What's the spit take? What was that about?
Get it together, Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be exciting, right, if Wally did your fucking... And you're like, Jesus, wow.
It's your Wally wall.
It wasn't quite that... It wasn't.
I got
quite
a Wally wall over here.
Who's coming?
Your dad wasn't a construction worker.
Oh, no. He was a designer and a contractor.
Right, right.
Who's this guy?
But that's Fred. That's the baby Fred.
Oh, man, he's so cool.
So wait, and you were in Dickie Roberts' Former Child Star, which is hilarious.
No, I starred in that.
He wasn't in that. At the very end, they were singing a song like We Are the World, and they stuck him in there. He can't sing. He sings off key. So
really?
That is a moot point. Yeah. We want to say here and now, he had nothing to do with Dickie Roberts.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It's like when I was in grade school, I was in the chorus. Why, I don't know. And, I thought I could sing. I didn't know.
Right.
So I'm singing along, having a great time, and the teacher goes, wait, hold it. Somebody in that section over there is off key.
Can't sing.
And I'm smiling away, and I kind of look around, and it's like three guys going, that guy, right there.
That's me at our parties.
Yes.
At our parties, I'm always the one who is off key.
Oh yeah,
but
that's
you. Dance
you.
Good.
That's you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I can't sing either. A musical director once, when I was in music, you know, in college, musical theater. She's like, what do you hear? Because it's not what I'm playing. So all right. there's a lot to get to. So you, in the 90s, you revealed you suffered from clinical depression. You did a video called Beating the Blues. You became a sculptor. You've done a lot of things since then.
Yeah, I've done a whole bunch of things. Yeah, that depression thing, that was a kick, huh?
That's I was trying to bring us all up right now. That's why I brought that up.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, but
anyway,
it's important. It's important for people like you to talk out, to speak out about it.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough, you know. So,
to see somebody you love go through that. And then, you know, you go through it too, because
right,
how can you not? And it's very hard if you've never been with somebody who suffers from depression.
Right.
Understanding it. I would take it personally, like, what did I do? What did I say? Why are you going? What caused this? I mean, you were fine 5 minutes ago.
Right, right.
So we don't like that depression thing at all.
Yeah. We try to stay away from that as much as we can.
Oh, pardon me. Well, that was an awkward moment, wasn't it, Sean? Let's move on. No, but I think it's important. I think it's empowering to people that you talk about it, because we're all human and people are like, fuck, if Wally, my hero from my childhood, dealt with it. Like, I think that's great.
He's still dealing with
yeah.
it, if I might.
I mean, I think there's a huge percentage of people over their lifetime who goes through a depressive state.
Yeah.
And it takes a big toll on the productivity of the people. And, you know, it's something that people sort of keep in the back closet because they're kind of...
Well, we've all dealt with
it. They try to hide
it. We've all struggled with it, yeah.
We have.
She has.
Yes, Lauren. Or with somebody who...
You know what? I blame you because I've met you.
Creep.
I kid, of course. Wait a minute. So we have a couple things in common. We've both been on General Hospital and Diagnosis Murder. Diagnosis Murder, I played myself. I played someone who killed the Dr. Laura character for a better time slot. And then in General Hospital, I had one line, and here it is. I said, Doctor, here are the charts. That was it.
That's a good one. Oh, you do that very well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yes. That was it. It's pretty much the whole.
Yeah, I was on for... a little bit longer than that, like 6 months or something.
Right, right. But you also did Kentucky Fried Movie, which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, but, you know, those are all those kind of movies, Back to the Beach and those kind of things. We're just, they think it'll be a real kick, like when they put Barbara on Airplane. You know,
right.
That was great.
That was
yeah.
a kick.
Really
I
funny.
Speak jive.
Yeah, yeah. So,
weren't you a juror in Kentucky Fried Movie, serving on the jury?
I was a surfer. Wait a second. No, Back to the Beach, I was a judge in a surfing contest. And, in Kentucky Fried Movie, I don't know what the hell I was.
It was a courtroom scene, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. And you didn't seem much like a National Guardsman during that particular film.
Tried to forget it.
yeah, I love
as
it.
Long as I
That's a classic.
Yesterday, well, not yesterday, but recently, he was a juror for the Polish Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. For any of you cinema
at the Egyptian
type folks.
Theater.
You international cinema folks.
Wow.
Very cool. Of course, I don't know if this will be on before that's over, but right now we have the Polish Film Festival going on here in Los Angeles. So go online and look up Polish Film Festival Los
right.
Angeles, and it'll be over probably.
All right. I'm Polish, so I feel like I could make a Polak joke here, but I won't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who else is Polish?
Who?
And she actually received the Lifetime Achievement Award yesterday. Loretta Swit.
Oh, oh, sure, from MASH.
Hot Lips.
Yeah, Hot Lips. Mm. Yeah, Rob. Mm. Yeah, exactly. So, Tony, so what, by the way, your sculptures are beautiful. You're a sculptor.
Yeah, that's sort of been my last hurrah. You know, I mean, you got to keep changing because it's...
I love the sounds of the martinis.
Yes. Putting the happy hour back in happy hour.
Yes, putting the happy back in the happy hour, yes.
Sorry.
I was as an actor, and that was kind of, you know, it's tough because somebody else has control of everything.
Yeah.
And then I was in between my regular type jobs, like construction and whatnot, I became a director, and I was a writer. I wrote a couple television shows.
Right.
And... And now, you know, I got to my end of my 60s, and I thought, you know, this is a tough business for an older type guy, unless you really are established, you know, and you've got the people behind you that are successful. But most of the shows that I had done got canceled, not because of me,
right?
But, and man, this dog is huge.
Yes, that's the small one. Yeah.
So what's he doing now? Do you have any idea?
Hard to say, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Hard to say.
Should I worry about
it's creepy.
Don't holler at him in chunk.
So anyway, you got to keep reinventing.
Yeah.
As Danny Bonaducci so aptly said.
Yeah. Do you you know, sort of like relate to a lot of these child stars? I mean, because it just is a really unique existence.
Yeah, it's a fraternity, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting group, and I know most of them. I mean, from the 50s and 60s. The newer ones, I don't know.
Right, but you didn't fall into the whole, you know.
Well, a lot of people didn't.
Drugs, jail.
Well, how do you know that for sure?
Well, yeah, oh, would you like to tell me some more things? Rob, you're his attorney.
Actually,
what would you like to say?
You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer any of these questions, Tony.
He's spent time in jail. That's because a friend of ours is very involved in an art project at a penitentiary in Palmdale.
Lancaster, yeah. Went out to visit the, this is a cool, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but cut me off if it's boring, all right?
There's no sex involved.
Who gives a shit? Let's just go.
We'll just go with it. In Lancaster, they have a program where the inmates, if they're good and do, you know, all the right things, they get into this art program and they're allowed to spend time in a studio where they have, but the artists themselves have to come up with all the expenses, so the paint and
right.
Camp and all that stuff.
Right.
And so I went out and met with them and talked with them, and it's fascinating because if these guys screw up at all, they're out of there. You know, they're out of that program, and they try for years sometimes to get in.
Yeah.
And so I was in one of the guys who was supposed to be one of the most dangerous guys in the one of the most dangerous guys in the prison. You know, and they said, He took on five guards and, you know, cold cocked them all. But anyway, so I was in his room, his cell, yeah.
Right.
With him.
His room. His room at the Ritz.
Yeah.
Cell. What do they call it? Cell.
And and anyway, he was a terrific artist. It was amazing how really good he
Very
was.
Very nice.
So
it was Hitler. Very nice. Well, only someone that bought his paintings.
He should have stayed an artist, I think.
So now you're still good friends with Jerry Mathers, with the Beav.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, Lauren, I'm sorry. Are you heckling from the background?
Tell us.
So wait, and Barbara Billingsley, you were good friends with, right? And
yeah, we were very close.
And who's the dad? Who's the dad? Sorry.
Hugh Beaumont.
Hugh, yes.
Yep.
So you all, were you close?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat. You know, it was like.
I feel like Lauren's going to tell me some more shit over one more apple martini.
Well, I'm going to. Hugh had a stroke. It was terrible to see him like that. I mean, one half of his body was just limp, and
he was very frustrated.
But Barbara,
about it.
I will say this in all sincerity, we were like best friends, the three of us. We hung together. We traveled together.
Do you speak jive as well?
No, but when I felt the urge, I would ask her to do it for me because she would always do it. I mean, anybody would ask her to do this crap,
and she would just
do it. She would, like, rise to the occasion.
I speak jive.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Do you have it? Do you have it?
We just played it. Yeah, we just played it. You don't have your headphones on because you're
I'm sorry.
Liquored up on apple martinis, and what's not fun about that?
Do you think we'd look more professional if we had our earphones on?
No, it's okay. All right, you can play it again for her. Go ahead.
I speak jive.
Oh, good.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's only the first part of it, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What, are you limited by X amount of words or something?
Yeah, it's a copyright issue.
That's fine. It's a copyright thing. Rob advises me. right. But what? Are you
she
okay,
may
Lauren?
Not own it.
What's happening? Lauren's muttering. What? Okay, so Tony, what? So, but you were close because it's a thing to be through a huge hit show like that where you're all like.
Well, it's real different because.
Did you know it was going to be a hit when you were on it?
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the first review we got was from Variety, and the guy said, if this show's goes on for over half a season, I'll eat my hat. They sent him a hat. But
what was it made out of?
Shit.
God, I don't know.
It was a shit hat.
But anyway, it was, you know, we just were having a good time doing it. And I knew the writing was good. I knew the directors were good. And, you know, it was a fun time. It was a different time.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll say.
Yeah.
What,
There were only
Eddie Haskell.
Three
stations. Is he a cop? Is that what I heard?
He was.
Oh, he was.
He was a cop. And then we came back to do the new Leave It to Beaver, which was another 105 episodes, and he got involved in that. And then I think he kind of retired. He's just hanging out.
Hanging out. What's Jerry Mathers doing?
He's
supposedly he has a cold.
The beef?
Because the beef he called us and said, the Countess Yola would like you to be in the to be a juror in the Polish Film Festival. Jurying? No, that's not the right word.
Judging.
Thank you,
Lauren.
Feature films. So we pony up. We rise to the occasion. We schlep on down to the Egyptian Theater last night. Jerry didn't show up because he's got a cold. Anyway, it was fun.
Dear.
It was all Tony's favorite foods.
No beaver.
Pickled herring.
God damn it. I hate when there's no beaver.
I'm telling Leslie
Rutherford. I hate it when there's no beaver. You know how many events I've gone to hoping for beaver and there's no beaver? Do you know how many times that's happened in my life, Rob?
I'd like to say that that's a joke, but...
I think about 90%.
Rob and I are like, maybe we'll find some beaver.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're having a different conversation. Tony.
Yes, but I thought it was fairly interesting.
Yeah. So
I mean, I don't know.
But it was a different time. Like, what? Maybe I shouldn't. Should I get into their politics?
Yeah.
Oh, I should. Okay. Because I'm just saying, like, what? Like, when you go, like, people didn't know it was a joke about beaver in that time. What do people and their kids? You have kids and grandkids. What do they think about this whole Donald Trump thing?
I can't say what my kids think about it. But
we're not quite sure, but we're a little upset by it. Let's put it like that.
I think he's an independent, but his wife was a police. Her dad was a policeman, and I think she's fairly.
And they live in Fresno.
Conservative. Fresno's kind of conservative.
Really?
But I don't know how.
This election's about conservative or liberal anymore. I think it's about basic decency.
And it's about insanity and non-insanity.
Yes.
Because I mean, how can anybody logically look at the candidates and make a choice for him? I mean, I don't get it. I've been saying from the very first, when he started gaining momentum, don't worry about him.
I've been worrying.
And she's been worrying, and I've just been saying, don't worry about it.
Right.
It's not, he can't, and I. That's the way I feel right now.
Right.
But,
we have to worry.
But how does it make us feel
it's never
about our
happen.
Fellow citizenry?
Right.
Yeah.
What is going on with these people?
Right.
That's the distinction.
There was a time when you could say.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
And it didn't mean grab a woman's pussy, right?
No, it didn't mean that.
Not without their permission first.
Yeah.
See what I did? That's the thing, Rob.
That's the key.
He's doing that kind of talk wrong. Jim and I were talking about this on the show. We're like going, when you're talking dirty, it's normally about the woman really wants it. Like, it was really blah, blah, blah. Like, not like, oh, I grabbed her pussy and she was dry as a bone and then she barfed. Like, it's not, no! Ew! Like, oh, it's the no she really wants.
Well, I mean,
she's really into it.
They keep bringing up Clinton, I mean, Clinton's, his affairs were sort of consensual.
The women at that stupid press conference, all of those allegations were dismissed for lack of evidence by Ken Starr, who was like relentless.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, I just love that Wally Cleaver is sucking a sucker like a blow pop, which is just fantastic. If you're watching the video cast, it's just, hey, you guys, this is great. And Junk, don't tell my mom because I won't get dinner if I candy before dinner. And Junk, sorry.
I'm a little concerned about all the sugar Tony's having.
Right? Before dinner?
Yeah.
He's going to get hollered at and Junk.
Yeah, I know. I think he's getting a little hyper and stuff, too. Do you think anybody really likes to be grabbed? I mean,
no.
Do you think that's ever okay?
Like a bowling ball?
Grabbing?
Like a bowling ball? Just like,
grabbing fun?
No. No, a little foreplay, a little you're pretty. Well, oh, hi.
You like it when I grab you, right?
Tony.
Do you like a pussy grab?
Okay.
You like a pussy grab? No. Sorry, Lauren.
We're driving here.
He pulled up.
We held him. He starts talking about what he was talking about. No. You were saying if there was a category for like the best vocalist of the not the decade, beyond the decade.
The, yeah,
right.
Yeah, the centuries.
Millennia.
Okay, go ahead.
Who do you think it would be? And he starts naming all these male vocalists.
Well, right.
I go, you know, excuse me, you just
Jackson,
named seven Sammy people. Not one was a woman.
Right.
I think
okay.
It's sexist pig.
Well, he was going to get really? To the women's list. He was just reading off the men's list.
Okay,
first,
I don't
right?
know.
Give me a woman for
Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday.
Patsy Cline.
Well, some might say Celine Dion. I was never really
no, no.
A fan.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Some
sure.
might say Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Some.
Some
but,
might
know,
say Whitney Houston.
Yes. Whitney Houston for sure. You can put Joni,
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes, maybe Aretha. Yep.
But I mean, we're talking about performers who on stage just blow us away.
Like, Aretha Franklin.
Like
you said that already.
Like Sammy Davis Jr. was unbelievable to see. You know,
wow.
I mean, he was. And
if we're into Las Vegas.
Well, no. He was great wherever he was, but anyway, I am not sexist, by the way.
No one said that,
but
Tony.
You said that.
But Tony, who are your favorite? Who are your favorite?
I would never accuse you of being anti-Beaver.
What? Who,
and junk.
We've talked about this. Who's your favorite vocal group of all time?
Oh well, the Beach Boys, of course. Oh. Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson is probably the. He's a true genius, musical genius, and it's one of the few American geniuses that we've had that I can remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't believe that, do you?
Oh, of course I do.
Do you?
Guys, of course I do. Why? Okay, so why did Beaver talk like that? Now that we're talking about, like, why did he the holler at you and junk? Like, what was that the way he talked, or was that in the script?
No, that was the way it was written.
Oh,
but they were based on the kids that Joe Connelly and Bob Mosier had.
Uh-huh.
So I guess Ricky, who was the kind of the pattern for Beaver, he must have said junk like that.
And junk.
And junk.
And hollered at. And junk. Okay.
Why do you keep going back?
I don't know.
This?
I can't help it. You know? Because I'm talking to Wally Glaber. I wanted to do you when I was two. Rob, that's so sick.
I
had to have been older. I had to have been older.
Maybe.
It plays over and over.
Hmm? Yeah, it does play over and over.
Transition occurred.
Transition from what?
The transition, when did you...
You mean after two?
Oh, become gay? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
When I liked actual Beaver and not Jerry Mathers?
You never liked Jerry.
Not till after my 20s, after college.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I was full on Wally. I was full on Wally when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did somebody...
You were the shit, man. It was you and David Cassidy and Donny Osmond.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bobby Sherman, that was my
Bobby.
Bobby
that was my quartet.
Was really,
that was
yeah,
my quartet.
Great hair,
Wally.
Yeah, good hair.
Mm.
But so what happened? I mean, obviously you didn't have a bad relationship with a guy, and then you
no.
Gay.
Well, that's because Wally never fucked me.
Yeah,
if you had,
if I had,
know, well,
had
you,
so I could have changed your life.
Exactly.
Is there still an interest there
in Wally? App always, always. There's always an after party.
That would that would make the news.
Yeah. You guys, this has been a delight. You are just a delight. Now we're going to have an after party, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to see if anyone's hard on the Beaver.
Are we done?
Yes. How do we find your? Can we
so
follow your website?
You
support you? What can
early?
We do?
How do we find
no,
you?
TonyDowSculpture.com.
They're perfect. I saw them. They're fantastic.
They're
you
not
find,
as good
you find
as,
wood in Topanga.
They're not as good as your butt right there.
He finds wood in Topanga.
Can we get a copy of this, or do we have to buy it?
Sexy Liberal. No, I'll
we'll
give it to
buy
you.
It one.
No, no,
we'll
take it.
One.
Sexy Liberal.
Will you sign it for us?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. Did this just come out?
So you sprout your own wood in Topanga.
Yep, I find it. And, you know, dig it out of the ground or cut it off or do whatever
yeah.
I have to do.
Yeah,
and it's great.
He works with that wood, Rob.
Beautiful wood.
That, he wakes up with that wood and then he works with it and he sculpts it.
Polishes it to
what
a fine luster.
Yeah, yeah. So but he's never too hard on the Beaver.
No, just right.
Tony Dow, Lauren Dow, you're fantastic. But okay, let's get them some more apple martinis and start the after show.
Thank you,
thank
love
you,
you guys.
Stephanie.
Thank you.
Love you. You're great. You know, I've loved you for many years.
Well, this is
from the
be
radio.
Quite the after party. Lauren, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you an Uber. Mama's got some shit to do. She's got some shit to work out from the '60s
and junk.